From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The appointment of a new communications director at the White House on Friday led to the sudden resignation of its high-profile press secretary. Anthony Scaramucci, an entrepreneur and former hedge fund manager, was offered the communications job by President Donald Trump. That led to Sean Spicer, the press secretary and acting communications director, to immediately hand in his resignation, which he said will become effective next month. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the most frequent face at the briefing room lectern in recent weeks, was immediately named by Scaramucci as Spicer's successor as press secretary. U.S. President Donald Trump's legal advisors are looking into possible conflicts of interest within special counsel Robert Mueller's investigative team that could use to discredit Mueller's inquiry into Russian election meddling, according to multiple sources and news reports. The White House press secretary, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, said Mr. Trump is ready for the Russia probe to end. The New York Times Friday edition reports that Trump aides are conducting wide-ranging checks into the professional and political ties of the investigators in preparation for what is described as a looming showdown between the president and Mueller. The Trump team is reported to be scrutinizing everything from donations to Democratic Party candidates by investigators to the personal relationship between Mueller and former FBI Chief James Comey, whom Mr. Trump fired. In recent weeks, President Trump has expressed anger about the probe after being informed about the legal questions that he and his family could face. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee is in talks with President Trump's eldest son and his former campaign chairman about holding a private interview with the two next week in its investigation of Russia's alleged interference in the U.S. election. The committee said Friday that Donald Trump Jr. and Paul Manafort are negotiating with the committee about being interviewed and are also discussing the possibility of turning over documents. A statement from the committee said it will not subpoena the two men to force them to publicly testify next week, but reserve the right to do so in the future. The Washington Post is reporting that Russia's ambassador to the U.S. told his supervisors in Moscow that he discussed campaign-related matters with Attorney General Jeff Sessions last year during the presidential election season, contrary to what Sessions has said in the past. The Post quoted current and former U.S. officials in its story, which said U.S. intelligence agents intercepted communications from Ambassador Sergei Kislyak to superiors about the meetings. Sessions said in his February confirmation hearing before the Senate that he did not recall having any contact with Russian officials while acting as a Trump foreign policy advisor last year. A U.S. counterinsurgency airstrike has mistakenly killed at least 15 Afghan security forces, confirmed an Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman Saturday. The friendly fire incident happened Friday in a district of Helmand Province, where fighting has been raging after Taliban insurgents staged a major assault on government outposts a day earlier. An Afghan Defense Ministry spokesman says a security outpost was hit by missiles fired by a U.S. drone. He said that the strike killed at least 15 personnel and wounded one. An al-Qaeda suspect accused of supporting terrorists made his initial appearance in a U.S. federal court in Philadelphia Friday following his extradition from Spain. Ali Sharaf Dimash was indicted in 2011 in the Eastern District of Pennsylvania on charges that he aided terrorism, including a plan to kill a Swedish artist who depicted the Prophet Muhammad as a dog. Authorities believe Dimash conspired with an American woman who was known as Jihadi Jane or Jihad Jane to recruit people to carry out terror attacks in Europe and Asia. The Republican push to craft a health care bill to replace the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare, hit another stumbling block Friday. The Senate parliamentarian is reported to have decided Republicans would need 60 votes to keep anti-abortion provisions in the bill. The Republicans have a 52-48 Senate majority, but it's highly unlikely Democrats would vote to retain provisions that would block women's ability to receive the abortions. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.